Hey, yo, good afternoon, viewers of the tube. My name is Tyler, and welcome to the Crypto Channel has been known to make some of the best predictions in the space. Tezos, first staking coin added to Coinbase. Xerox Protocol and Basic Attention Token, both to Coinbase. Bazant to BitThumb, and more. Well, today, I'm about to do it again, because it's time for Chico Crypto. Yes, today I'm bringing you two of my top coins for quarter two 2019. Quarter two, it started in the beginning of April and has took me some time to identify my top picks based on their fundamentals and future developments like partnerships and those sweet things I have a knack for, exchange listings. Well, let's get this coin party started with my number one pick, which has the highest market cap. The project is Cosmos, with a coin called Atoms. Just like their slogan reads, Cosmos considers itself the Internet of Blockchains. Cosmos is a decentralized network of independent parallel blockchains, which are powered by Byzantine fault-tolerant consensus algorithms, specifically their own in-house BFT algorithm called Tendermint. Tendermint is actually pretty complex and has taken almost 4 years to be completed. It is actually composed of two parts, a blockchain consensus engine called Tendermint Core and a P2P networking protocol called Inter-Blockchain Communication. The consensus engine is a purely BFT-based protocol with proof of stake as the underlying security mechanism. Tendermint achieves BFT by delegators assigning validators the right to propose a block. A delegator is a holder who bonds their tokens to a validator node and gets part of the block rewards for supporting that validator. With Tendermint, there are 100 validator nodes chosen to participate in the consensus. These validators are rotated on a deterministic weighted round-robin format. The more stake a validator has, the more times they will be elected as a leader to propose a block. After the blocks are proposed, those total amount of validators vote on the blocks to be added to the chain in a multi-round process. These validator nodes interconnected through the P2P network make up the Tendermint stack and the core consensus. The next piece is the Application Blockchain Interface, or ABCI, which is language agnostic and allows developers to build the application portion of their blockchain in any language. This all powers the Cosmos Hub blockchain, and its main task is to interlink other blockchains into the ecosystem. And these other blockchains are known as zones. Tokens can be transferred from one zone to the other quickly and securely with the help of the Cosmos Hub, even Bitcoin and Ethereum through zone pegs. Now, this is just a basic overview of how Cosmos works, and it's much more complicated than this, and more pieces are to be explained, like the Cosmos SDK. The Cosmos mainnet went live a few weeks back, but transfers of the atoms was delayed for security reasons, in case any bugs or issues with the validation process. Transfers were just given the green light, which means ICO investors will soon be able to sell their tokens if they want to. The ICO price was only 10 cents per token, and currently IOUs on some exchanges have atoms at over $5 per coin. That is a 50x for ICO investors, and we should see a dump once the coins are actually transferable. I will not be buying right away when it hits exchanges, but wait for the price to settle, because some big things are coming in the future that many people are not aware of. The big one is a Coinbase custody edition that got overlooked. In late March, Coinbase announced staking services for their institutional clients through Coinbase custody. Tezos got most of that limelight from the announcement, but towards the end of the announcement, Coinbase said, "We plan to offer secure, regulated staking services for any chains our clients invest in." In Q2 of 2019, Coinbase custody clients will be voting on maker proposals and Tezos amendments, as well as validating Cosmos and more. You get it? Cosmos? The next project is massively undervalued, mostly unheard of, but will be a household crypto name very soon. That project is Centivate. Centivate considers themselves the future of the web and is a hybrid web built to be a viable and realistic replacement for the modern web. It's faster, safer, and more scalable than any other solely centralized or solely decentralized web. A fully decentralized web is unfeasible because of how much the world relies on speed and availability of bandwidth. The global economy cannot wait for block times and data to propagate through the layers of nodes. Yet, the web we have today has major security concerns that aspects of decentralization could fix. And also, some of the core technologies of the modern web are outdated and due for an upgrade. This is where Centivate comes in. Centivate has a hybrid topology that incorporates both centralized and decentralized topologies. The Centivate web, which is called the Universal Web, is centralized focused and not blockchain based, but enhanced by decentralized systems. This universal web is built from the ground up and includes a massive change to the data transfer protocol. They explain that web users' demands have changed and data requirements of the web have grown. With the IoT world right around the corner, the current form of the web will face bandwidth issues. HTTP is a major bottleneck due to its chattiness, and the heart of the issue being TCP because of the way data is transferred through a multi-step process between the receiver and sender of data. Centivate introduces the Universal Data Stream Protocol, UDSP, which will replace both HTTP and TCP entirely. UDSP is a UDP-based, low-latency, real-time, bi-directional, encrypted, and reliable data transport protocol. No more multi-step processes of back-and-forth round trips with the sender and receiver, like in TCP, which leads to latency, but a simple zero-round-trip connection between receiver and sender, resulting in minimal latency. The next major piece of Centivate is the Universal Domain System, which includes three pieces: the domain certificates, domain register, and domain information system, which is a replacement for the web's domain name service. Domain certificates provide routing, cryptography, and additional details associated with a host name. The domain register is used to register a domain and manage the public certificates. The register then passes the certificate to the domain information system, which stores the certificate for distribution. Centivate will incorporate a separate network called Viat, and this is specifically for cryptocurrency and smart contract operations. Viat is a decentralized focus, blockchain-based, and enhanced by the centralized systems. Viat is incorporated throughout the universal web. Examples are with UDSP through packet puzzles, which allow for passive mining of Viat while browsing the universal web. Also, decentralized nodes providing domain certificates have a chance to earn Viat through their services. There are many more pieces to Centivate that I will dive deeper into later in separate videos. Like I said, Centivate is relatively unknown, but the world is about to catch on. The team has been working on pieces of the project for 4 years now through their parent company, Arity. Unlike other Web3 projects who just sit on top of HTTP and TCP, Centivate is actually changing and improving the underlying data transmission protocol, which is in dire need of upgrades to handle the future of data. Well, viewers, these are my two picks for quarter two 2019. Cosmos has a massive market cap already, and with token transfers, we may see a dip, but I say this is a buying opportunity because of future additions to large exchanges. Centivate is on the opposite end of the spectrum, relatively unknown, low market cap, under $1 million, and this is partly due to the lack of exchange listings, as it's only listed on two, STX and Token Store. Like I said, I have a feeling the world will catch on to what is behind Centivate, and the exchanges will take notice, leading to listings with higher volumes. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.